This is the Social Media Web 2.0 Sites Exposed podcast, also brought to you by martincan.com. And I am right now in the wine country, walking up a hill, overlooking the scenic view, and just trying to reflect on new media and the new hyperlocal age. Where is hyperlocal taking small business? And how can they use hyperlocal to drive in new clients and customers? Well, let's say this. Say you have a hair salon in Temecula, and you have a blog called hairsalons411.com, which to my knowledge is still readily available. I still have not yet to purchase the domain, so feel free to purchase it if you like the idea. If you do own a hair salon or are interested in the hair salon niche. So say you post blogs about different hair salons, hair salon events that are going on locally in your city. So there's a good chance over time your blog can pop up for Hair Salons Temecula, Hair Salons Marietta. So it's all about you taking your niche, whether you do financial services or you do, you know, it doesn't matter, any kind of service you provide. How can you provide better information that's not just, okay, hire me? You have to be informative, or at least know a lot that's going on in your local community, and somehow get involved. It's one of the main key aspects of it. So until next time, you can follow me on Twitter at SEO Tips to Go. That's with the number 2, SEO TIPS 2, and then GO. And I'll catch you in the Twitterverse or in the Facebook realm or your MySpace, but actually probably not MySpace because I haven't been on there forever. Catch you later. Peace.